Saat kau tak yakin kepadaku akan cintaku, jangan berliku, takkan membuatku menyerah akan cinta kita. Tatap mataku dan kau akan tahu semuanya yang ku rasakan. Aku bertahan karena ku yakin cintaku kepadamu. Sering kau coba untuk mematikan hatiku. Takkan terjadi, yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku. Aku bertahan, ku akan tetap pada pendirianku. Sekeras kau coba untuk membunuh cintaku, yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku.
Thousand islands stretching between two oceans, studded with more active volcanoes than anywhere else, dazzling natural beauty and biologic diversity. Discover Indonesia's eco-adventure. Home to one of the new seven wonders in nature. An extensive network of national parks and nature preserves, protecting its ecology and biodiversity. Boasting fascinating natural diversity and tropical climate all year round. Ecotourism in Indonesia offers a wide range of exciting outdoor recreation. nature in unimaginable ways. Adventurous journeys through untamed wilderness. A multitude of opportunities to interact with wildlife in numerous national parks across the country. Home to 28,000 kinds of flowering plants and 300,000 wildlife species. Four of the parks have been declared as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Eight are listed as biosphere reserves. Keeping balance between preservation and development. The seascape scenery is as stunningly diverse as the landscape. Unique eco-friendly resorts, providing thrilling excitement and environmental sustainability. The epicenter of marine biodiversity. More than 600 species of coral, over 3,000 fish species. The natural wonders of Indonesia. Nature and ecotourism. Wonderful Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. One who refuses finding new ways for their no longer productive works are like people squeezing straws for milk. A quote by Buya Hamka. Haji Abdul Malik Karim Amrullah, or known as Buya Hamka, was born in Batang River, West Sumatra on February 17, 1908. He was known as a teacher, writer, historian, journalist, and politician with a great contribution to Indonesia. Buya Hamka's works include Falsafah Hidup, Lembaga Hidup, and The Sinking of Van der Wijk. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
bisa menjadi seperti yang kau minta. Ku jadi cinta kala cinta
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Betapa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu. Berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu kusyukuri, begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih.
What is this food?
This delight is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called punkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? As Goyobot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Senopodoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Japanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini. Tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people. But wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang kluwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedhalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya ketahui.
So puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the wood. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes. And the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar. So, knowledge is sought, not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So, it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur. Antara lain begitu. Pendawa lima yang
for example,
baik.
The story of Ramayana in which Ravana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest.
Tetapi pada
Pandawa 5 is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect, but in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Nah, kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Jagari, yo, maju.
Other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. lebih dari
puppet Masubi and Karawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the US. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learn it. When I still thought Karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lah.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and is emerging.
Yang ada di kita yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights, so it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Nah, plastik, Kemudian
I try to introduce you to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah karya.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who is eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for wolves. Something like that.
Figures in wayang tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi. Karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance, which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi,
I don't like modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is the description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in Kraton. Kids are forced in it.
Masih berjalan lebih kelapan.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakaman itu bisa berubah-berubah, karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30S PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of this army general, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected Gatot Kaca figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya generasi muda supaya lebih
I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. Ya, if it goes international, dunia, I'm ya, so excited.
Saya senang saja.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our art or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Kiri hatinya mentiap kau ada.
Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia. And with me, Rahma, your today's companion on Friday, March 14, 2025. I'm going to be here to present various interesting information, updates, and we also have several regular programs like commentary, Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So do stay tuned only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, we begin with the news. Here is the news. First, the headline. Allowances for regional state civil apparatus teachers is distributed directly. Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank sees Nusantara capital city as a strategic project. Indonesian government urges universities to advance research and innovation. I'm Rahmawati. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto launched the latest mechanism for distributing allowances for regional state civil apparatus teachers, which will be given directly to teacher bank accounts as an effort to reduce inefficient bureaucracy. Dora Pardede has the detail.
President of the Republic of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto appreciates the latest mechanism for distributing allowances for regional state civil apparatus teacher, which will be given directly to teachers' accounts. This was conveyed by President Prabowo in his remarks, an event entitled Launching of the New Mechanism for Regional State Civil Apparatus Teacher Allowances Directly to Teacher Accounts at the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education in Jakarta, Thursday. The President revealed the new mechanism by sending regional state civil apparatus teacher allowances directly to teacher accounts as an effort to reduce inefficient bureaucracy. President Prabowo also emphasized to his government ranks to eliminate the culture of complicated bureaucratic inefficiency.
Kita harus hilangkan budaya-budaya yang...
We must eliminate those wrong cultures. If it can be made long, why make it short? If it can be made long, why make it easy? This is the culture that we must erode.
Yang harus kita kikis.
President Prabowo also reminded the bureaucrats who cannot create an efficient bureaucratic system, they will be evaluated. The president is also determined to have a clean, efficient, and economical government system where all state well for the benefit of the people can be achieved. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia Nusantara Capital City Authority revealed the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank sees Nusantara Capital City a strategic project with great potential, and there is potential funding of up to $1 billion US dollar. Head of Nusantara Capital City Authority, M. Basuki Hadi Mulyono, in Jakarta on Friday stated, he received the President and Chairman of the Board of Directors of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, His Excellency Chin Likun, along with staff to discuss potential funding and collaboration in the development of the Indonesian capital city. Basuki said the meeting marked an important step in realizing the vision of Nusantara Capital City as a smart and sustainable city. In the meeting, Basuki also explained in detail the potential for strategic projects in Nusantara Capital City and the funding schemes that would be implemented. We continue with Indonesian Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Brian Yuliarto, who told media at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta that Indonesian President Prabowo emphasized Indonesia's great potential to become a developed country by mastering of science and technology. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
Indonesian Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Brian Yuliarto, told media at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday that President Prabowo emphasized Indonesia's great potential to become a developed country by mastering of science and technology as the key to achieving this goal. Brian also stated that governments emphasize the importance of maintaining academic integrity by instilling an anti-corruption culture in educational institutions.
Pak Presiden juga menyampaikan hanya bangsa yang menguasai sains dan teknologi ini akan menjadi bangsa yang makmur.
The President also stated that only nations that master science and technology will become prosperous nations. He also mentioned that Indonesia's bright future must be supported by the development of science and technology for ensuring high integrity. Therefore, the anti-corruption culture must continue to be instilled in the future generations of Indonesia.
Terus diingatkan kepada generasi masa depan bangsa Indonesia.
Furthermore, Brian stated that the government encourages universities to produce superior products that support national self-sufficiency, including in the food sector and mineral downstreaming. During the meeting, the president also emphasized the crucial role of universities in preparing high-quality human resources to accelerate the development of Indonesia's strategic industries.
Member of House Commission 5, Reni Astuti, stressed the importance of massive socialization to prospective travelers to ensure